Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Hilchas Brachas, the laws of blessings, the fifth out of the sixth halachas in the Sefer of the Book of Love, which mitzvah sisa achas, this one positive commandment be here, that is Levarachas Hashem Hagadol HaKodesh, to bless the holy and great name of Hashem, achar achila, after eating. Uber mitzvah and explanation of this mitzvah is beparakim elar in these chapters where there are 11 chapters. First parak discusses the general idea about the brachas. Parak basic Gimel discusses regarding the brachas on the foods of grain. Perek Dal discusses when do you have to go back and bench over. Perek Hey and Vav discuss regarding Zimun, which is gathering of many people together of the eating of the meal and the Tilas Yadayim. Perek Zayin discusses regarding the customs of the Suda. Perek Chesen Tes discussing halachas of blessings of other types of food and of smell. And Perek Yudan Yadav discuss regarding what's called Berchas Hashavach V'amitzis, different types of brachas of praise and of mitzvahs. And that we begin in Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which is the general idea of brachas and regarding responding amin to brachas. Rami gives a halacha regarding the mitzvah of brachas and also the understanding of the different types of brachas. Mitzvahs are same in that Torah. There's positive commandments that levarach achar achilas masan, to make a blessing after one eats food, a meal. Rami says in pasuk in Devarim, v'achalta b'zavat, you can eat, you can be satiated, satisfied. V'berechta Hashem lekechad, you should bless Hashem your God. Now, one is only biblically obligated, as the pasuk says, ilm kein sava, unless he's satisfied. Shem says, v'achalta b'zavat, you can eat, you're going to be satisfied, and you're going to bless. But from rabbinic law, even if he just eats the size of an olive, mevarach achar, he has to make a bracha after he finishes eating. Halacha beis. Now, from rabbinic law, levarach al kol machal tchila, one also has to make a bracha on food beforehand, before he eats, and only then have pleasure and have benefit from it. Even if his intent is to eat or drink just a little bit of a minute amount, mevarach has to make a blessing, and only then have pleasure. So it was coming to smell a good smell. Mevarach v'achach yohan meni, you should make the blessing and then have benefit from it. B'cholanena b'lei barach, who has benefit from this world without a blessing, Maul is considered like he misappropriated, took without permission from Hashem. V'chim ha'devir sayim, some do from rabbinic law, is levarach achar kol masha yoichel v'chol masha yishta, to make a blessing after whatever a person eats, and after whatever a person drinks, which is not just after a bread meal. But when that is sheyishta revius, regarding drinking, it has to be the size of a revius of a lug. And regarding food, is when if he ate at least the size of an olive. If someone just tasting something, in the tzricha bracha does not have to make a blessing. Not before and not after, only if it's going to be a revius. Revius, then you, even though you're tasting it, then that would require a blessing. Just like we make a blessing on when there's pleasure, I'll call mitzvah and mitzvah. So too, you make a bracha on every mitzvah that you're performing. And then you do the mitzvah. There's many blessings that the sages instituted. Derech shevach, a form in the path of praise, voidoya, and of thanksgiving. Derech bakasha, we have requests. To always be recalling the Creator, even though he's not having pleasure, below his mitzvah, and not even when he's coming to do a mitzvah, in many different avenues. Halachadal, Nimtzu comes out, kol habrachas kulin, all the different blessings, shlesha minimah, three types of categories. Berchas hanoya, the blessings of pleasure. Berchas hamitzvah, the blessings of commandments. Berchas haidoya, and the blessings of thanksgiving, shein derech shevach v'haidoya bakash, where there's really three subcategories, meaning praise, thanksgiving, and request. K'dei liskes habayit tamet, to constantly recalling the Creator, ol yidim imenu et have fear from Him. Halachahei, because when you have fear, you realize all the blessing and everything is, the whole world is about Him. Regarding the actual text of the blessings, but nusach kol habrachas, the text of all the blessings, Ezra beis dinoi tiknun, Ezra sefer, which is in the when the, he was one that came back from Galus Bavel in the time of the second beis hamikdash, beis din and his courts tiknun, they instituted them. Vein rola shenoyis, it's not appropriate to change them. V'loy lohisav alachas men, not to add on to any one of them. V'loy legrei men, and not to diminish from them. Whoever changes from the text that the sages had instituted regarding the blessings, in Elatai is only mistaken. Any blessing that does not mention God's name and His sovereignty, His kingdom, in the bracha is not a blessing. Unless it was near a previous blessing, like by Berachas Kriyas Shema or by Shemayin Esrei, where Malchus was mentioned already by the first bracha, that will also count for the blessings that come after that too. And you wouldn't have to say Melech in every single bracha, like we find by Shemayin Esrei. Halach above. V'chol habrachas kulon nemaros b'chol lashon. Now, all the blessings can be said in any language. But as long as Shiyem Ekein Shetik HaNacham, as long as they say in the same idea, the same content that the sages have instituted. the Mishnah Samadbeya, but if you change the version, the wording of the that was established by the sages, but as long as you mention God's name, Malchus is sovereignty, and again the main idea of the blessing, even though you change the exact wording, even in the secular language, you fulfilled your obligation. Allah Chazan continues regarding the stipulations of the blessings. All the blessings, he has to hear with his own ear what he himself is saying. Now, if he doesn't hear with his ear, he fulfills his obligation, and that's Bein Shalitz Besvasa, whether he articulates it by saying it out of his lips, Bein Shabech B'liba, whether he's just a blessing, so to speak, in his heart, he doesn't enunciate it with his lips. All the blessings, one should not interrupt Bein Abracha, between the blessing that he made, Ubein Adavash Mabarchanab, and the thing that you're making the blessing on, Bidvar Machem, with other things. Now, Bein Hefzik, if he did interrupt, you have to go back and make the blessing a second time. Now, if he interrupted with words, which is related to the thing that you make the blessing on, then one would not have to make a blessing a second time. Let's say he made a blessing on bread. Before he eats, he says, he says, bring salt, which is a necessity of the bracha because you want to have it that it should be eaten with some flavor, which is what salt does for the bread. Or bring the cooked dish. Or give that person to eat. Or even give food to the animal because it's halacha, once forbidden to eat before his animal is given to eat. Or these type of similar types of phraseology, then in Sark Lebar Hashem, then he would not have to make a blessing a second time because that's considered a me'ain the bracha. Anything similar like that would also have the same halacha. Halacha tes, kol habracha is cool, and all the blessings, mutla tamil lebarach oisin. A richly impure person is allowed to make the blessings. Whether it's a type of impurity that he could get removed from it that same day, whether it's a type of impurity that he could not be removed from that same day, it doesn't make a difference. He can make a blessing as a tummy person. But it's forbidden for a person to make a blessing when he's totally undressed. It says blayir b'cha ervas davar, actually chaser ervas until he covers his nakedness. But midrum, when we say this be'ish, by a man, a be'ish should actually by a woman, even if she's totally undressed, yeshevish, she could sit down ufaneha, and her lower face, which is a euphemism, is tuchis b'karka, is attached to the ground, umavareches, and she can make a blessing because her whole genital area is facing downwards and it's all covered, in contrast to a man. Halacha Yud regarding hearing and making heard for others a blessing. So Kol Baruch is cool in all the blessings. Even though he made the blessing, he already fulfilled his obligation. He's allowed to make the same blessing for others that did not fulfill their obligation. Yet Kedilei Tum, if he wants to fulfill their obligation. The one exception is blessings of pleasure. Shein ba mitzvah, which has no mitzvah attached to it. Shein ba baruch lachem, that he cannot make the blessing for others, because the whole concept of making a blessing, which you already made, is the halach of arvis, of being a guarantor. That's only something that a person is obligated for. You're a guarantor for them. But don't eat it, and you won't have the blessing. Elam kenen imam, only if he's having pleasure with them, and then he's making a blessing on that, well, then he could fulfill their obligation. But now, regarding a blessing of pleasure that has a mitzvah associated with it, for example, chilas matzah, eating matzah on the Seder night, or the kiddush, making kiddush on the day, let's say, of Shabbos, that he can make a blessing for others, but they could eat and drink, even though he does not eat with them. Because although there's an element of pleasure, which is a cup of wine or the matzah, which is the bread, but it's really a performance of a mitzvah also. So therefore, that he could do for Arvis as a guarantor and do it, even though it also has an element of birchas hanenin, of a blessing of pleasure. Whether he has a blessing from any one of the blessings, from the beginning of the blessing till the end, and he's having in mind to fulfill his obligation with that person who's making the blessing, yotze, it's fulfilled the obligation, even if he does not respond, amen, which is an affirmation of that. Now, whoever actually answers amen after the one who makes the blessing, he is like the one who made the blessing himself, which is a higher level. As long as the one who made the blessing was obligated in that blessing, and then he could be mighty, he could fulfill the obligation of the one who's listening. But let's say the one who was making the bracha was only rabbinically obligated. For example, let's say he only ate a kazayis, which the berachas hamazon is only rabbinic. The one who is responding or listening is biblically obligated. He ate that he was satiated. He's not going to fulfill his obligation with his berachas hamazon, not shiyana, either until he responds. Because we say when you respond, amen, it's like you said it yourself. Or until he hears from someone that's biblically obligated, just like him, then that shmiya would be a valid hearing that would be yaitza from the person who made it. But until you actually answer amen. Amen is a whole different thing. It's like you said it yourself. And then, yeah, it's okay, even though he wasn't obligated on the biblical level. Lechid beis. Rabim shenizvadu lechol pas. You have a whole group that gathers together to eat bread, to eat a meal, or to drink wine together. And one of them made the blessing, they all answered amen. They're all permitted to eat and to drink. But if they didn't have the intent to eat as one, they happened to come. This guy came himself, he's sitting on this picnic table, this guy came himself. So even though they're all eating from the same loaf of bread, but everyone has to make his own blessing then. Now, but then remember, when we say this halacha is uniquely with pasul v'yayin b'lvad, the case that we described, the bread or wine. Of shor chol and mashkim, but all other food or beverages, we don't have to recline, meaning to be eating together. Rather, if one person makes a blessing in it, they all answer amen. They could all eat and drink, even though they're not intending to recline together as one in one party. Regarding responding amen, whoever hears any one of the Jewish people mivarch bracha, making a blessing, mikol brachas kulam, from any one of the types of blessings. Even though he didn't hear the whole blessing from the beginning to the end, and even though that person himself was hearing, is not obligated in that blessing, you still have to respond amen. You have to affirm the blessing that he's making to Hashem. Now, but if the one who's making the blessing was a gentile, oimin or heretic, or kuti, or one of the Kuthians, or a child that was just learning how to make brachas, or even if it was an adult, but he changed the text of the blessing, which all these are not valid blessings, either from the person or the type or the circumstance, the situation, say, then you wouldn't answer amen, because it's only on a full-fledged bracha that you answer amen. Whoever answers amen, loyana should not answer in any one of the following ways. Lo amen chatufa, not a snatched or a rushed amen, which either it means to say that you snatch and you answer amen before the person finished making the bracha, you have to wait till he finishes, or it's actually that the word chatufa is in the word of chataf, what we call a patach, a chatav pasach, amen supposed to be the comment, it's amen, instead he says amen, that's inappropriate. Or v'lo amen ketufa, one should not say a cut off amen. So either that means to say that it's cut off, that you don't finish, you don't say the nun of amen, you say amen, you don't say the end of nun, so it's cut off and you swallow it. Or it's actually you cut the word amen into two, amen, it's also not the appropriate word. Shouldn't do a short amen, which he's not going to mention the aleph, main, people just slice off the aleph, and not a long amen, because the word's not understood when you say it too long, amen, you don't understand what it's saying, so, elo amen beinus, right, there should be a medium type of amen. And the one who's answering amen should not be elevating his voice louder than the one who made the blessing. Now, whoever did not hear the blessing, there is obligated in it. So specifically someone who's obligated in the bracha, he should not be answering amen with those who are answering amen if he did not hear the bracha that he's obligated. And that's what's known as amen yisayman, orphan amen. You didn't hear the bracha and you're answering amen. What are you answering amen to? That a person should not answer amen. Regarding what's called as a bracha shein tzricha, unnecessary bracha. Whoever makes a blessing of a blessing that's not necessary, so he's carrying God's name in vain, because what you mentioned God's name in the blessing and it's not necessary, so it's in vain. It's someone who takes an oath in vain, which is a terrible thing. It's forbidden to answer amen after someone who makes such a bracha. Hatinaikis, the little children, you could teach them the blessings according to how they're instituted. Now, even though they're making blessings in vain when they're learning, harizamot is permitted because that's part of training them. But again, one would not answer amen after such a non-bracha. Now, whoever does answer after them amen, even when they're not learning how to, even when they're just making a blessing to exempt themselves, is not felt as obligation, because the halacha is, whoever himself is not obligated in something cannot go ahead and exempt others, and children are not obligated on the biblical level. Look at this. Whoever answers amen after his own blessings, here's some good, that's disgraceful. But if someone answers after a blessing, she's soif brachas achrayin, is the end of a whole series of blessings, that's actually praiseworthy, because since it's at the end of his blessings, he's adding on one more praise, saying amen, let's affirm this. Let's say after benching, the blessing of the grace after meals, where you say the last bracha, And or v'acha bracha achrinish l'kriyash mashal arba. So let's say after the last of the hashkiveinu, the last of the brachas of by Ma'ariv, of brachas krishma. And v'chim b'sef kol bracha shisef bracha achrinish, or any last bracha after a series of blessings, ayin debo amin acha atzim, but then he does respond amin after his own bracha. Now, aloch yedzayin, v'loma yano amin acha b'in yishlam. Why do we say, b'in yibarach amin yishlam, amin? Why do we say amin after that blessing? V'reacharea brachas ha-teva meitim, but there's another, the fourth blessing of brachas ha-mazin, of ha-teva meitim. No, Manisha Bracha Zuk is that fourth bracha, b'mechachmi Mishnah Tiknu. It's actually instituted in the days of the sages of the Mishnah. Okay, Eloi Tesev, it's like it's an add-on. Actually, the end of the primary blessings of benching, actually, he bain Yerushalayim is the building Yerushalayim, and therefore you do answer Amin then. Now, v'lo m'layana Amin acha Havas Olam, why do you not answer Amin after Havas Olam, before Kriyishma, it's after a series of two brachas, and she saved brachas rishayinish of Kriyishma, because actually the end of the first brachas of Kriyishma, you're not supposed to interrupt between the blessings and the thing that you make the bracha on, which is the Kriyishma. Same thing, anything that you're making a blessing for something that's before the mitzvah or the item, let's say the blessings, even though it's a series of blessings, it could be three brachas that you have, let's say, by laying the Megillah, by Lokas Ner Chanukah, or lighting the Chanukah light. But Laman lo yamsik ba'amin, but we don't want to interrupt, even though it's a series, and it's the last one, you don't want to interrupt with amin bein bracha bein adav shebechla, between the blessing and the thing that you make the blessing on, which is lighting the menorah or reading the Megillah. So therefore, we don't answer amin on our own blessings. Halach yitchas. V'loma lo yamno amin achar bechas haperis. Okay, but why don't you respond amin after a blessing you make on fruit, which obviously not the bracha beforehand, because we said we don't want to interrupt. We're talking about meaning the bracha achrayin that you have after eating. Why don't you answer amin after that bracha? The reason they should bracha achas is one blessing. You only make an amin, you only respond amin on your own blessing, which is the last blessing, that you had done other blessings, or either one or many blessings. For example, the blessings of the king, which on Matzah Yom Tov of the first days of Sukkot, in the end of a Shemitah year, they would make certain blessings of the king, which were many of them, Brechas Kohen Gadol, the blessings of the high priest, which he makes in Yom Kippur after he finished Avodah Zarah, he would make eight brachas. Okay, so some types of things, for example, the brachas of Avtairah after laying from the Navi, you want it to be known that you finished all the blessings, then you answer Amen, but on a singular bracha, you're not going to say Amen. Whoever eats something that's forbidden, whether he did it deliberately, whether he did it by mistake, in bracha, you don't make a blessing on it. Not before you eat it, not after you eat it. So for example, I reach Achal Tavos, somebody ate untithed produce, that you didn't separate the appropriate tithes. Even if it's rabbinic tavel, he eats the first tithe that's given to Levi, but Shalei Nitra Trumaisim. Trumas Maisim was not taken from that, which these are all forbidden foods. Or the second tithe, or Hektish, Shalei Nifta Kolchasim was not appropriate, redeemed, so it's forbidden, it's supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So in Mavarach, you eat or ate these foods, you don't make a blessing. And Ben Tzach, let me have to say, Machal Nevelos and Trebus, things that are inherently forbidden, like non-slaughtered animal, or mortal defect, or Shasi Ayin Nesach, or he drinks the wine of libations to idolatry. Okay, but those things, for sure, one would not make a blessing. Now, Chaf, Avol Machal Demai, but if he eats what's called Demai, which is the words Demai, what is this? When you buy it from an ignorant person, you don't know if he separates from his mice, although the most do, but the Rabban instituted, you have to separate. Now, Av Bishen Eroi Lelanim, although it's only appropriate for paupers, because the rabbis wanted to be lenient on the poor, that at least they'll get where to collect, because really most do to separate tithes, so for them we weren't stringent, but it is appropriate, at least for some people to eat, and therefore it's different than the previous categories. Or the first tithe that was given to Levi, that the Trumas Maisa, which is that tenth from that, is taken from that tenth and given to the kohen, it was separated. Although the calculation of the Truma Gedolah, which is actually supposed to be separated before Maisa Rishon, but that wasn't separate, and how is that possible? Specifically, if the Levi went before the Kohen, and he took his Maisa when the grain was still in stalks, before the Kohen took the Truma Gedolah, which is approximately 1/50, because in contrast, so let's say it was already smoothed out in a pile by the granary, the Levi going first is not, it doesn't help anything, because he would still have to separate from his Trumas, from his Maisa, Truma Gedolah, and besides the Trumas Maisa. But here he went before when it was in stalks, so it's not great, but it does work, and he doesn't have to separate it, so it is considered kosher. Let's say you have the second tithe of Hektish that was redeemed, even though you didn't give, there's an added fifth that you have to separate besides the actual value. So all these cases, ultimately the thing is quote-unquote kosher, although this it's not ideal, you're still missing something, or Harizim Mavarch, you will make the blessing Tchil B'Saif before and after, anything that's similar like that, which maybe the Rambam refers to eating for a sick person in Yom Kippurim, or eating something forbidden in a situation of danger, which you have to make a bracha because it's something that's supposed to be done, then you would make a bracha, even though again, it's like not an ideal, but it's not something that's black and white forbidden as in the previous halacha.